With Montana News, I'm Aaron Bolton. A 1,900-acre wildfire creeping and smoldering south of Helena since late July exploded into a 10,000-acre incident this weekend. Pushed by both exceptionally warm, dry fire conditions and wind gusts approaching 60 miles per hour, the Haystack Fire led to several pre-evacuation notices near Boulder Saturday afternoon. Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest spokesperson Kat McCray.
There was an instance in which that fire traveled a mile in 40 minutes.
The pre-evacuation status for the Depot Hill Boomerang Gulch area was lifted yesterday afternoon. Residents living near the mouth of the Little Boulder River, however, remain on pre-evacuation notice. Despite today's cooler temperatures and scattered showers, McCray says another round of windy, critical fire conditions are possible by week's end.
The rationale was that it's much better to leave them at a state of warning rather than to pull them out and then immediately put them back in if that ends up being the case.
A Type 2 incident management team, the second most robust type of interagency firefighting force, will take over management of the Haystack Fire later this week. McCray describes the Haystack as a late fourth quarter push at a time when fire season is usually winding down. She says exhausted firefighters are now frequently responding to reports of abandoned campfires.
Those human-caused fires, they pull away resources, and they're the one thing that we can change. We can't change the lightning strike-caused fires, but we can cumulatively and as a team do something about those human-caused fires.
McCray says 26 wildfires on the Beaverhead Deer Lodge Forest have been human-caused this year, and 26 have been lightning starts. This is MTPR.